7-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, number one, pound for pound. 177-0. Undefeated. Undisputed. Unblemished. Greatest of all time. Yeah, shirts, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, see, my people, like, that I know in real life, they're going to be the first ones to buy it. My real life fans, like, the fans that you see, like, giving me shout-outs on video. Yeah, they're going to be the first ones to buy it. So this whole shirt deal, it's great because I'm going to make money. And those Zazzle clowns, those delusional haters selling my goat shirts, making a big profit out of it for many years. Mike Finnegan, Andrew Bruska from New York. I know all about you motherfuckers, you son of a bitches. Clowns. I beat Deontay Wilder, you fucking pussies. Put the opposite. When I hit him in the jaw and he flew out of camera sight, you guys should have put that, man. You got to put, you know, and then you should have put how Deontay Wilder cheap shotted and got disqualified. But no, you motherfuckers put me at number two pound for pound and him at number one. Dude, he's barely makes the top five. He's not even number two. I've always been number one ever since I punched Carlos Vasquez in the stomach six times in 1 second or half a second and won the UBF world title in Las Vegas with Juan Ali, the black guy with the glasses and the hat. Ever since he put those belts on me, that was one of my greatest fucking wins, offensive performances of all time. Better than anything Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson or, you know, any self-proclaimed great. That was boxing at its best, period. Finesse, power, speed, volume punching, I mean, master boxer, literally all in one fight. Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT. A star was born on June 1st, 2011. And so now, these new shirts, listen, I already ordered them, the print shop, this is it. I'm probably before Christmas, I'm going to receive them. So now it's going to be very interesting because, you know, look, like I said, 177-0, I fight for pride. Real boxing. Money's good. Yeah, see, I make money, you know, off my brand name. I did it before, but now I'm going to make a lot more because my name is huge. I beat so many Marines. I beat so many. I beat that Muay Thai champion. I beat so many Sambo motherfuckers. I went to Ukraine. I beat world-class fighters over there. You know, wins over Wilder and Jules Vaughn. You know, the Bellator clown, even though it was not on video, I'm 177-0. You should take my word for it. And Bellator is a joke. And there's nothing. They're clowns, you know what I mean? It was one of my easiest wins ever, beating that Bellator guy. That guy was a fucking bum. He's 12-0. Well, he's 12-1 now, man. 0-1 in boxing. He's 12-0 in MMA, but he's 0-1 in boxing. In fucking fake-ass MMA, fixed. But anyways, what's interesting is now we're going to see who's really a fan on the internet and who's really not. Because, you know how these delusional pretend fans always say, oh, yo, what's up, champ? I got a job, man. I'm going to hit you back later. You got a job? All right, buy the shirt then. Buy the shirt, rich guy. Whoever's listening to this, you fucking delusional clowns are about to be exposed. Because if you say that you're broke, you know, I don't know, it's just, because all these lunatics tell me they have jobs. Okay, we're going to see. We're going to see who's a real Zelenoff fan and who's a fucking fake delusional pretender. Now, the description says next year I will reach 200-0, and then we'll see if I retire or not. Probably not, but with that many wins under my belt, there will be very, very little left to prove. Absolutely, actually nothing to prove at all. even already, nothing to prove. The reason why I, you know, scheduled a fight in January is because I just want to knock somebody out to start the year or TKO somebody. I got to get a U.S. Marine. See, I beat so many Marines, man. I only beat one Navy SEAL, but Navy SEALs are hard to find, man. If Navy SEALs, like, I hope I can get a SEAL. If I get a SEAL, oh, man, that'll be like a heavyweight Navy SEAL? Fuck. And I put him to sleep, or I just rush him and TKO him like I TKO everybody. That would be nice. That would be better than beating fucking any paid professional actor that, you know. And this clown Anthony Joshua, I doubt he. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a nobody. Nobody knows him outside of England, man. Mainstream boxing is dead, man. I'm telling you. Today, I told some motherfucker I beat Deontay Wilder. He's like, that's what's up. Good shit. He's like, but who's Deontay Wilder? And I'm like, see, that's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers know me, but they don't know Wilder. Wilder, that's mainstream boxing is dead. It's dead. That's it. Yeah, I'm the best. I've been the best. The reason I continue to box is because when you're this fast and strong and talented, it's hard to let go knowing you're number one. It's hard to let go. Yeah, there's nothing to do with proving, you know what I mean, like, yeah, I enjoy laughing at these haters, these scumbags and these psychopath motherfuckers. Every time I beat a Marine's ass or a black belt martial artist or a boxer, a heavyweight boxer, which, you know, most common opponents, well, heavyweights, but cruiserweights too, but heavyweights because, I'd say heavyweight Marines. Everybody, I beat everybody. I mean, Sambo. In Russia and Ukraine, that part of the world, there's a lot of people that do Sambo. You know what I mean? That's why I beat a lot of Sambo motherfuckers there. Like in the ring, that Sambo master, yeah, he did Sambo for 7 years. But see, you idiots are not, you don't know shit about the fight game. If there's two different kinds of Sambo. There's Sambo where you wrestle, and there's Sambo where you stand up fighting, where they teach you everything. How to fucking throw hands, how to fucking everything, kickbox, box. Why do you think that Sambo Russian that I beat? I beat his ass, but he was competitive. Why was he competitive in a boxing match even though he's a straight Sambo fighter? Because they teach you how to fucking box. They teach you how to throw hands. And them motherfuckers are much tougher than these fucking quote-unquote boxers on television. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to let that go. You know, 72 wins in 1 year. You know, you all saw me train yesterday, man. Them power shots, man. I might make another video today or tomorrow. We'll see. But, yeah, because most fights I don't even train. I just go in and just fucking annihilate motherfuckers. But, yeah, it's going to be, the next one is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be one for the ages. The way those power shots, man. I mean, look, man, you saw what I did to that U.S. Marine for win 175, how I rushed him and crushed him. 176, you seen that Israeli soldier, man? Dude, that motherfucker got lit up. He got embarrassed, humiliated, man. You know what I'm saying? That guy's an Israeli fucking soldier, man. Israeli special forces, whatever. Any Israeli soldier, they don't even have to be special forces. Israeli soldiers, Israeli army, they're very strong, man. A lot of them teach the Navy SEALs how to fucking do Krav Maga. I mean, if you're coming down to a Navy SEAL fucking base to teach something, then you must know how to fight. And this motherfucker got his ass beat by me. Like, I made him look like a clown, but he's not a clown. He's a fucking Israeli soldier. But why did he look like a clown? Because he fought and lost to Charlie Zelenoff. You understand? See, like, the ninja Muay Thai motherfucker, okay, he didn't look like a clown. He lost. Well, when I punched him in the beginning, yeah, he flew away like a bitch. But then he tried to look all cool with that ninja stance and like, but what did he do though? What did he do? He didn't land anything. Back of the head shots don't count in a boxing match. They counted street fights. The gym street fights, yeah, they came. Look, a street fight is, when there's no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be on the street. The definition of a street fight is fights with no rules. Very popular in Ukraine, man. Yeah, and then those type of fights, when I beat the fuck out of that killer soldier and I hit him in the back of the head, of course they counted, man. What the fuck? He tried to break my finger. That was not a boxing match. That was a street fight. But guess what? In the UBF, street fights, they count. Because a lot of motherfuckers wanted to test the champ. After I won in the ring, I've encountered a lot of motherfuckers on the street that wanted a title shot. Therefore, I knocked them all out, and that's why street fights sort of, you know, they went on the record to this day. But the thing is, ever since I got married, well, I'm not married to her anymore. I got a new girlfriend, and, well, I've said that to people, but I went on Skype with her yesterday, like, you know, on the phone. And I was like, holy fuck. When I seen her, I was like, I pressed the button right away. She saw me right away. And then, like, your turn, baby. She's like, oh, I need to put my makeup. And I'm like, come on. Press the button. I'm sure you're beautiful even without makeup. And she pressed the button. And I was like, holy mother of Christ. God damn. I'm like, that, damn. Like, I was just at a loss of words. Like, she's so fucking hot. She's even hotter than my ex-wife. Fuck, man. I made the right choice. No, I made the right choice leaving Daria and all her dramatic bullshit. I mean, I don't know how long I'm going to last with this girl. I hope I last with her long, but I'm saying, I mean, I made the right choice, man. No matter what, I made the right choice. But yeah, I'm sure this girl will stick with me. Yeah, so, yeah, she's beautiful, man. Gorgeous, man. Super fucking curvy body, man. Oh, man, I can't wait to see her. I told her I got a big fight in January. And about all the wins I scored, I sent her some fights. She was impressed. I sent her the knockout where I knocked out that Kung Fu fighter in the big ring in Guangzhou. Remember in January? Like, it was win 106. It was on January 8th this year. The motherfucker that kissed the canvas, man. Put him to sleep, man, in the ring. Yeah. So, yeah, she was impressed. She was like, wow. It's like, you got a lot of power. She's like, I can see why I can see why you're so into boxing. You know, you're so strong. I'm like, thank you, baby. And you're so beautiful. And we make a great couple. Yeah. If Kim Kardashian seen my new girl, Kim Kardashian would get angry. She would feel outshined. She would feel like she's not the center of attention anymore. She would feel like, oh, fuck. I need to put more makeup on. And then when she puts more makeup on, she's still not as hot as her. Dude, this girl without makeup looks better than Kim with makeup. I'm serious, man. My girl with makeup? Oh, fuck. Yeah, she blows Kim Kardashian out of the water, man. I'm serious, man. No, I mean, the thing is, when women that are more beautiful than Kim go with me, how do you think that makes Kim look like? I'm the greatest boxer of all time. And I've been trying to get with her for a while, even before she knew Kanye. Well, I mean, sure, she knew Kanye West for a while, but before she was dating him, whatever, you know, I tried to get with her for a long time when she was completely single. I tried to get with her, and this chick was just like, I mean, she didn't ignore me, like, full throttle. I mean, she did respond on Twitter, but what the fuck is Twitter? I have sex with girls hotter than her. I got married to a girl just as hot or even hotter. No, Daria's hotter than Kim. I had sex with Daria, obviously. She's my wife, ex-wife. No, I got this new girl that's even hotter than Daria, and I'm just thinking, dude, go to Ukraine or Russia. Women over there are, dude, I mean, Kim Kardashian, seriously? Okay, she's just a regular hot girl, but she gets way to, like, seriously, like, I don't know. Way too hyped over a sex tape, man. Any girl can do that, man. Yo, all the girls I fucked, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, me and Daria filmed, but we didn't put it out. Yeah, because I got it, you know what I mean? I don't want to put it out because I don't want my new girl to see this and be like, what the fuck, you know? I don't want to fucking lose my new chick over some fucking sex tape to shut up these delusional haters. It's not going to shut them up. They're going to talk more shit. They're still going to talk shit. They're going to say, oh, she's a hoe for having sex with you, you know, or fuck, I got nothing to prove, man. I'm 177-0. I got nothing to prove. Nothing. That's why at 200-0, I might retire because, you know, yeah, it's hard to let go, but at the same time, 200 wins, 0 losses. But let me tell you something. When I retire, I'm going to be, you know, my business with the shirts, I'm going to be selling my ghost shirts, and I'm going to be posting replays of how I beat the fuck out of all these world-class fighters, Jill Zavala, well, Deontay Wilder's not world-class, but whatever, you know, well, you know, just tall black guy that I beat, that I had beef with in Alabama. He's from Alabama, whatever. He's not famous, man. He's only, you delusional haters think he's famous, but he's not famous, man. But so many people don't know who he is. More people don't know him than know him. Do you understand? He's only known in Alabama and been by in the black community. Even some black guys don't even know who the fuck he is, man. Seriously, man. Some like Marines that I beat. I asked, you know, Deontay Wilder, and I showed them the video of me punching him, and they're like, he's like, that was a phenomenal TKO, man, but we don't know who the fuck that dude is, man. He's like, we heard of you, we seen you on YouTube, but we don't know who the fuck he is. That just goes to show you how dead mainstream boxing is. But anyways, that's what I'm saying, man, because of a fucking sex tape, man. Hey, the delusional clown, hater, Steve Almighty. You need help. You fucking retard. Every time I fuck somebody up, why do you retitle the fucking fight to some bullshit? You're saying I attacked that U.S. Marine? I didn't attack him, motherfucker. He put on gloves. Nobody forced him to put on gloves. He could have left. He could have said, hey, you know what? I don't want to do this. And, you know, it's like, I would not have hit him if he said that. If he just, like, he could have just walked off, you know. He asked me, how hard are we going to go? Or how hard are you going to go? Whatever. I said, I responded by saying, you can go as hard as you want. Meaning that no matter how hard I go, you can go as hard as you want. I told him 100%. And as soon as I start lighting him up, this dude, I mean, he may not have boxed, but he's a Marine. He, you know, a U.S. Marine knows how to fight naturally. You know what I'm saying? Any heavyweight Marine would knock out any paid professional actor from the television. And that guy was big as fuck. He was wide. He said he was 205, but he looked bigger, and he was really wide. You know what I mean? I guarantee you that motherfucker had a lot of strength. He was just so terrified of me that, you know, he already lost the fight before, like, he physically lost. I'm saying he lost mentally. He lost mentally before he lost physically. Like, you could already tell, like, this dude is done. Like Charlie Zelenoff's, like, you know, so much confidence, you know, the champion, you know what I mean? Like, I just know I'm going to win. I just know I'm going to beat him. I just know I'm going to beat everybody, whoever I fight. You know, with 177 wins, obviously. Well, I was 174-0 coming into that fight. Right after I smashed that Bellator clown. And then I just hit him with that left hook, and I shook him up with that left, and then, you know, I jabbed him in the stomach, and I just rushed him with a three-piece, you know, the Z3, I call it the Z3, hit him with the three-piece, right, left, right. I mean, and he's like, okay, okay, okay. And I nearly knocked his fucking beanie on his. His beanie nearly covered his eyes. And then that Israeli soldier, see, that Israeli soldier got pissed off, and he fought back, and he kicked back. I punched back. When he kicked, I punched back. I beat the fuck out of that guy. I slaughtered him, man. My next fight is going to look like that, you know, except it's going to be faster. You know what I mean? My next fight is going to be an annihilation. That was just a complete annihilation. The last one was an annihilation. The last guy I beat, he was a boxer. He was, you know, it was still easy work. I hit him 15 times. I hit the soldier 16 times. Well, I mean, on the ground, I hit him 5 times. On stand up, 11 times. Soldier, it was literally 0 punches. It was 16-0. The last fight, I landed 15, and the other guy landed 4. So, there you go. Both fights were not even close. It was just one sided as fuck. There you have it. 177-0, man. Yes, this fucking deluded Steve Almighty retard. My girlfriend looks a lot better. Well, look, she looks better than Kim Kardashian, okay? So I have no plans on trying to get with Kim anymore. Because I got, like I said, I was married for 2 years, you retard, and my ex-wife is hotter than Kim. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I thought she was, you know, breaking up with Kanye West. I thought it was an opportunity maybe, you know, again to... But then I'm like, fuck that. These tabloids are lying, and they're just trying to make money so they can get more clicks and all that shit, you know, so people could click and read their bullshit. Like, these fucking clowns, like, it's bullshit. These fucking, you know what I'm saying, these Hollywood fucking jokers, man, they live in a fantasy world. They post these false tabloids and just to fool and con people and all this bullshit so people could, you know. But I'm telling you, you deluded fucking bot. The women in Ukraine and Russia are a lot hotter than Kim, man. Reality TV show? What the fuck is that? Seriously, like, you haters do realize what she's famous for, right? See, I kind of put that aside. I was like, whatever, it was a long time ago, but, I mean, famous, infamous, why is she in the public eye? Like, what has she done to be, you know, that's what I'm saying. And then when people stop talking about Kim Kardashian, like when she kind of dies down, like when she, her shit kind of like gets a little quiet, what does she do? She posts naked pictures, you know. Hey, well, my girl, she's going to get naked for me, you know, in private. She's going to have to post that on the internet. She got self-respect. You know what I'm saying? She's fucking gorgeous, like, fuck. And I met her, like, yeah, I mean, not right before, but, yeah, Christmas season, I met her in a good time. I got divorced at a bad time, but whatever, you know. I got rewarded with somebody else, so. Me and Daria lasted for 2 years, man. See, Daria was trouble from day one. Well, I mean, maybe not day one, but you know what I mean, like, from the beginning, you know. And I took it because, you know, I'm thinking, all right, well, this girl, when I met Daria, she was only 18. I married her. I was 26, turning 27. Yeah, I met her when I was 26. I'm 28. We were together for 2 years. You know, it didn't work out, and we kept forcing the relationship because we were attracted to each other, physically attracted, and, like, sex, all, like, they had sex all the time. And then when I would go back to LA, she'd still like, we'd still Skype, and she'd be like, oh, I don't want to be with any, she would tell me she doesn't want to be with anybody in Ukraine, she wants to be with me only. She kept telling me to come back. She was like, oh, I promise this time when you come back, it's going to be a lot better than when you were here. Well, like, she would always promise and never live up to her promises, and I kept giving her chances and chances, and I'm like, look, baby, this cannot continue. You're either going to become a normal girl and stop the bullshit, or I'm going to leave you. She took me for granted. She was like, oh, yeah, yeah, well, I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop. Look, man, we're two different people, man. She likes to get drunk as fuck to the point where she's, like, gone. Fucking, yeah, and act stupid as fuck. Nah. I'm the greatest boxer of all time. I'm an athlete. I train. I fight. I win fights. I buzz jaws, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the greatest boxer ever, the greatest athlete ever. And Daria, she, you know, yeah, she was a model. You know, drugs and alcohol did not, man. I mean, yeah, the sex was great with her, but, like, she would always tell me, look at us, look at our wedding pictures. We make such a great couple. Even, yeah, we did on Instagram, like, somebody, the photographer took pictures of us. We made it into some, like, top 10 couples, like, some fucking groups. I don't know, some shit, top 10 couples, me and Daria made it. But top 10 married couples. Okay, I said, baby, yes, we, together we look good. Looks are deceiving sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I can look good with millions of other women, hot women. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but yeah, the next fight, I'm going to hit him on the chin. It's going to be all over. And I'm going to hit him hard. I'm going to hit him really hard. I'm going to make him and you haters feel the same amount of pain. Well, he's going to feel more physical pain, but you haters are going to feel it psychologically. And I'm going to fucking verbally abuse you motherfuckers. Worse than you do it to me after I win my next fight. And I will rub it in. And then when I get 179, 180, 181, all the way to 200. And when I get to 200, you clowns are fucking done. I was watching all my fights. And I'm just like thinking, I'm like, fuck, these people are straight jealous of me. What the fuck? Like, what fights are these clowns watching? Yeah, I've been, let's see, 177 wins, 0 losses. I've been cheap shotted about, like, 5 times. Jumped 1 time. Well, jumped and cheap, yeah. Cheap shotted, jumped, slatted, jumped. And then, okay, but 177 wins. And then a lot of the motherfuckers, a lot of guys that cheap shotted me, they got their ass beat by me, including Deontay Wilder. Smashed him in the ring. All I could, and Chris could. So I brutally smashed both of them. The bouncer, I haven't got him back because he had an extra person, and I'm going to have to bring extra people and punch him in the face. And then, like I said, I got this new girlfriend, you know, and I got a prolific boxing career. I'm undefeated. Wow, it's not worth it. Some bum, some tall. He doesn't even look 7 feet. Honestly, he's like 6'10". Because when I beat Ron was 6'10". He said he was 6'10". He looked about 7 foot. With shoes, he was like 7 foot tall. Ron, the boxer, that tall ass. You know, he was like in the basketball court. Remember, last year, same time, last year. Like, around the same time, November, December last year, yeah. When I beat the fuck out of that cocky MMA fighter by the basketball courts. And then before that, yeah, I fought the night I beat 5 motherfuckers. Yeah, Ron and Goku he's an underground boxer, real pro boxer. He was 6'10". Going overtime, Charlie Z, pound for pound king. So anyways, this Ron dude, He's a you know, a professional fighter, 6'10" heavyweight. He looked taller than that bouncer pussy that jumped me. And me and Ron went bare knuckle, and I beat him. So if I can beat him, I can definitely beat that bouncer. You know, listen, what height? I'm better against tall guys, man, because they're tailor-made for me, man. You know what I mean? They're suspect to that, to those overhand hooks that I throw. They're suspect. Everybody's suspect to those, but especially them. You know what I mean? So the guy's literally pussy bouncer cheap shotted me, and then when I started throwing back, his boy quickly gets and grabs me and fucking restrains me, and that's 2-on-1, man. Starts like wrestling with me, so I'm like, I have to punch this motherfucker back while on my back, and this motherfucker's wrestling with me. He's not really wrestling, but he's like trying to hold me down. You know, he's not letting me fight back. You know, he wasn't letting me get that dude back. The cheap shot at me. That's not a fight. You know, I'd murder that bouncer in a 1-on-1 fight. Why do you think I've been calling him out for years? He never wanted to box me in the gym. I've been telling him where I beat Jill Zavala. I'm like, let's go, motherfucker. Jill Zavala would kill that guy, man. That ninja Muay Thai champion. That dude would kill. Man, that dude would literally murder him. All the motherfuckers I beat would beat the fuck out of that bouncer. He's just a bouncer. He's not a fighter, man. That's why he had to jump me, because he knew he'd get his ass beat 1-on-1. Fuck him. Forget that shit. My homies are telling me just to forget him, man. If I see him, that's a different story. If I see him outside of the club, because I can't go to that club anymore, you know what I mean? I told them I'm going to beat this motherfucker's ass. They said, if you come back, we're going to call the police. And I'm like, well, fuck you, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? What club, man? I got a girl now, man. I got a new girl. I moved on from my ex-wife. I got a replacement, you know, for her. That's it, man. I don't even need to go to no fucking clubs. Yeah, it's like when I become exclusive with a girl, I don't, nah. Yeah, see, with Daria, I would still go to clubs. You know why? Because she would piss me the fuck off, and I had the urge to get another woman. That's why I would go to clubs. When I was with Daria, I didn't know my new girl at that time. When I came back to LA, you know, met her like a week ago. But yeah, man, I can't wait to get 178. I'd go today to the gym and fuck somebody up. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it's like I'd just rather save the best for the new year, and plus I lost my ID, man. So they don't let you in gyms without identification. No, I ordered it. Yeah, they said 7 to 10 days, so I should get it. I'm gonna get it like before the new year, like before January. I'll get it, and once I get it, this is it. No, once, you know, no, not on New Year's. New Year's, everything's closed, man. Yeah, I know I want to fight on New Year's this year, but that was like, there's nobody there, man. I'm just fortunate to find an opponent, man. But no, man, New Year's and the day after, no. Early January, man, I'm going to put on the gloves again, and I'm going to put it on them, man. You already know the drill, man. You know what I'm saying? Put the gloves on. They put the gloves on. They get their ass beat. Same result every time. Charlie Zonoff wins. Charlie Zonoff W after W after W. The best. I'm telling you, man, I'm going to go down in history as the GOAT. These delusional fucking haters, they can make all the spam videos they want. You know what I'm saying? They're retarded. These people are sick. Yeah, I could just release replays of my fights. And these degenerates are, you know, fuck them. What are you pussies going to say when I win 178, man? The same shit you always say, oh, you assaulted a random gym member. Oh, one problem, he's not random, and I didn't assault him. I beat him in a boxing match. Yeah, like, remember that U.S. Marine? I said, literally snapped his fucking neck. That Mexican dude that served for the Marines. I snapped his fucking neck. The picture even, the video showed it. When you saw the dude, his neck, look, I hit him with a left, right, the left. His goddamn neck, literally, to the side. He's walking out of a 12-ounce glove. Do you understand if I had, like, an 8-ounce glove? That motherfucker, I would have broken his neck. With that much power? You bitches can't talk shit. You can't, man. Charlie Z is the best, man. Yeah, so, I mean, this fucking retard, Steve Almighty, is just like, dude, you belong in a mental institution. You're sick in the head. You're, you know, it's like, it's obviously trying to piss me off. You just want me to mention you, but you're nobody. I got a brand name. I'm about to start selling the shirts, the GOAT. Who are you? I'm the greatest of all time. Who are you? You're nobody. No, I'll tell you who you are. I'll tell you. You want me to tell you who you are? You're a mentally sick, mentally disturbed, schizophrenic psychopath that posts on the internet under an anonymous screen name. That is who you are. And for the rest of you, for your colleagues out there, the haters, you all belong in a mental institution. You faggots for telling me Kanye West is fucking Kim Kardashian. Oh, hey, I was fucking Daria. She's hotter than Kim Kardashian. I'm gonna be fucking my new girl whenever she lets me. You know, I just met her. But, yeah, she's hotter than Kim Kardashian. You're talking about Kim Kardashian posted a sex tape, man. That's like... You talk shit about strippers? Like, hey, strippers, so what? So they get naked, whatever. Hey, sex tape? That's, I don't give a fuck how long ago it was. That's, I mean, what are her kids going to think when they get older? You know what I mean? I'm not hating on her. I always knew this. I still liked her. But I'm now that it's like that ship sailed and I got a new girl... Fuck it. Speak the truth about her, man. I'm not hating on her. I'm telling her. I'm saying the truth. Listen, one of my best friends is Armenian, man. He does not. A lot of my homies are Armenian, and, you know, Russian and Ukrainian, but the Armenian homies, they don't like him. They're like, yo, champ, you can do whatever you want, man. You're the champ, man. He's like, you could. You beat everybody's ass, you know, you call the shots, man. You get any girl you want, you can go for any girl you want. But, you know, if you want to hear my say, you know, the Armenians do not like her, man. Because she messes with black dudes, man, you know what I'm saying? And not just that, man, they just don't like her, man. Not just Armenians, a lot of people don't like her, a lot of people fucking... laugh at her, make fun of her and shit. You know, it's like the real question is, can Kim Kardashian get a guy like Charlie Zonoff? Not can Charlie Zonoff get Kim Kardashian? That's the real question right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she can. Because I liked her, but no, I mean, she could have, but no, I got a new girlfriend. Hell no, my new girl's fault, dude. Younger, hotter, better body. Better everything. Better tits, better ass, better face, better... Sorry, Kim. You're too late. That's it. So, yeah, I mean... That's it. 177-0. So, yeah, I mean, even if I wanted to go fuck somebody up today, I don't have the ID. I can't even find my high school ID, but... You know what I'm saying? But yeah, once I get the ID, yeah, it's because they all know who I am, but still, it's the policy. They gotta see your ID. to let you through the gym. Without that, I can't go compete because they're not going to let me in the gym. So I'm meant to win in January and February. Well, I don't know. Maybe I need to take February off. Come on, man. I boxed for 16 months straight. It's about to be 17 in January. I'm going to win. That's going to be 17 months straight of boxing without a break. Man, I'm the GOAT. I'm the best. Bar none. Hands down, the greatest of all time. Charlie Zelenoff, motherfucker. The best boxer, the best fighter ever. Went to Vegas. Won. Went to Ukraine. Destroyed everybody in Ukraine. Just like I do in L.A., man. And I'm carrying all this momentum to 2017, man. I'm carrying all this momentum. I just got to score 23 wins in 2017, and that's it. 200-0, it's a wrap. Then I can take a break, have a temporary retirement, you know, spend time with my girl, if I'm still with her. If not, then I'm going to be with some with another girl. And well, yeah, hopefully I'm going to be with this one. This one's just like, holy fucking shit. I mean, this girl, like all the women I get, are hot, but this girl is like, I'm telling you, man, it's like mind-blowing. I mean, like, holy fuck. I mean, seriously. That's why these haters are jealous of me, man, because, like, when I was with Daria, who's not even as hot as my new girl, they were already jealous of they. Oh, man. You motherfuckers would fucking hang yourselves if you've seen my new girl, man. Fuck. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the thing is that they're jealous. The wins. The women and the wins. they have nothing. Yeah, these shirts, man. So start making money off my brand name, beautiful woman, the greatest boxer ever. Hey, even when I start making money off the shirts, I'm still going to fucking fight for pride. Real fights are for pride. Not paid professional acting. None of that once, twice a year bullshit. Again, Jules Evola, Bellator, Deontay Wilder. Why do they all lose? Mayweather Sr., EFC bitch. EFC, the EFC octagon fighter that I beat in the gym. Why did they all lose to me? They were all on television. Why'd they all lose? Exactly. Televised fighters are frauds. I think I've said it a trillion times already. I'm serious. I think I've said it at least a billion times or a trillion times. These clowns just don't get it. They don't get it. I'm telling you, man. When I was outboxing that Bellator guy, silly. Motherfucker was 6'5". He said he was 6'4.5", 6'5". He was about 6'5", 6'5". He was a skinny motherfucker. He was like a super middleweight light heavyweight. He was like a tall-ass fucking, like a tall super middleweight or whatever. Yeah, he was really skinny, but he had an 86-inch reach. I beat the shit out of that guy in the cage. He had his fucking posse. He had like 10 people with him, you know what I mean? He had him delete that shit. You know what I'm saying? And his boy who was holding my phone, that's why it's better to bring your own camera, man. He just erased. He's like, yo, erase that shit. He just clicked, boom. Yeah, so I mean, it was like 10 people. I beat his ass. That's why I punched him. When they all left, I punched him. He was sitting down watching the tape, and like he was all like disappointed. I'm like, post that shit, motherfucker. Be a man. You lost. Post that shit. Ain't no shame in losing to the greatest of all time. He didn't want to post it. Bellator bitch got punched in the face. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest.